Julie Foltz is Director of Infectious Disease Services at Aspire Indiana Health, which runs the Madison County Needle Exchange Program. She says it's had a positive impact on the community.
In 2024, we served just over 700 individuals.
In addition to county approval, the needle exchange programs that began in the wake of the 2015 Scott County HIV epidemic need approval from the state as well. If the state doesn't do that, programs will end July 1st, 2026. Madison County is one of 8 approved counties. Foltz told commissioners that there's a lot of misinformation surrounding the purpose of the program.
Much, much more than just the distribution of sterile syringes to people who use drugs. That's just the tiniest piece of what we do in the program.
She says its main goal is to prevent diseases spread through the use of dirty needles. There was one no vote to continue the program. Commissioner Rick Gardner said that he couldn't support it after hearing of cases of children and other citizens being pierced by discarded needles. The Indiana Department of Health did not respond to questions about the state's current stance on needle exchange programs. In Anderson, Thomas Ouellette, IPR News.